Thank you. So moving on to our next speaker, he's quite well known by all of us. I'm speaking about the Cuban ambassador to Canada, Ernesto Sentí, who is quite a long professional career as a lawyer, so quite on target with us here. And I guess he's rushing to speak to us, and since we all know him, I'll let him speak to us. Come in.
I rushed, but because someone gave me only 10 minutes. Dear friends, today is a very special day for us. This is a great conference. We had the privilege to witness when this idea was born only 1 year ago. And today is a reality. We have witnessed too the way we had a lot of exchanges today. The beautiful event tonight, and the tasks for tomorrow. I think, my friends, is the best tribute we can pay tonight to Fidel. Yes, it's a tribute we must pay to him too. Our task in this conference is to review everything that has been done in Canada and in the United States, also to know everything our friends all across the world are doing right now, and we should learn from them too. Because I think this is a struggle for all of us. And of course, to settle new challenges. The first priority, no question about it, the freedom of our five heroes is a priority. It has been a long process, and it's not a secret that it's still a long way ahead. As a matter of fact, the silence has been broken long time ago. Even we are not in silence here in Canada and in the United States. But the main result of this conference, only one word, actions. Actions in support of the legal strategy, actions in support of the political steps that has been taken and are taken any single minute in the world, the main target, the U.S. establishment, and the support that we should bring to our friends in the USA in this battle. The most important weapon in this struggle, the solidarity movement in the world. The challenges, share all the information we have about this case, reach the media, take all these subjects to the younger generations as a part of the learning process for their future. And touch every single chord in the feelings of all members of the society. Our brothers are in jail for the single crime of being faithful to their beliefs. Which beliefs? Socialism, their homeland, and a better world for all of us now and for our children in the future. Tonight, again, we are paying a tribute to their courage and fighting for their cause. We are making our contribution to peace, understanding, independence, respect, and honesty. Long live our five heroes. Thank you very much.